Well, as we move through this week of Christmas, we're focusing on Jesus, the one Isaiah described as the Prince of Peace. Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through Christmas. Isaiah 9, 6. For to us a child is born, and to us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Blaise Pascal was a 17th century French mathematician and theologian. He invented a calculator amazingly advanced for its time. In fact, today's Pascal is credited as providing the foundation for the modern-day computer. But his influence did not stop in the field of mathematics. As I said, he was a theologian, also a philosopher. Speaking to man's inner spiritual craving, here's what Pascal wrote in one of his books called The Pensis. Here's what he says. What else does this craving, this helplessness, proclaim but that there was once in man a true happiness of which all that now remains is the empty print and trace? This he tries in vain to fill with everything around him, seeking in things that are not there the help he cannot find in those that are, though none can help, since this infinite abyss can be filled only with an infinite and immutable object. In other words, God himself. Maybe today you are seeking in vain to fill this infinite abyss in your heart. You've tried all the things the world has to offer, but to no avail. Let me introduce you to the one who can restore true joy, the one who can fill the spiritual hole in your heart. His name is Jesus. He's the Prince of Peace. You can have peace with God through Jesus. He's what you've been looking for. Are you longing for true peace? Then pray this prayer with me. Father, I can relate to the craving for true happiness that Pascal describes. I can also relate to my effort to fill the void with all the things around me. I conclude with Pascal that only you can fill the infinite abyss in my heart. Today, I trust in Jesus alone as the one who can bring me into a relationship with you through his death on the cross and his resurrection that gives me life. Today, I trust in Jesus as the one who can forgive my sins and fill my heart with true joy. Right now, I trust in Jesus and I pray in his name. Amen.